Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Washington bracing for today's potential announcement of the first criminal charges linked to Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election comes as President Trump reiterates his stance the investigation is a witch hunt. It's being reported by various news agencies that a Washington-based federal grand jury approved charges in the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into the possibility the Trump campaign colluded with Russia and that President Trump might have interfered in the investigation. From the start of the Russian investigation, much attention has been focused on former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Adam Schiff is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, which also is looking into alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. election.
If it is Paul Manafort, and he has apparently told others that he expects to be indicted, it may help us answer one very central question in the investigation, and that is, we know that the Russian government, through intermediaries, was reaching out to the Trump campaign, reaching out to Paul Manafort and others, and offering information on Hillary Clinton they thought would help the Trump campaign. The question is, who gave what to whom as a result of these overtures?
President Trump tweeted there was no collusion with Russia, and he said Democrats and his election opponent, Hillary Clinton, are the ones who are guilty. Head of the United Nations Atomic Agency saying Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with that deal. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani stepping down as president of the self-ruled northern Kurdish region. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and currently a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He tells VOA Barzani had no other choice but to resign.
Because if he steps down, then that will open the door to the step of annulling the referendum vote, because that is the demand of both the Abadi government in Baghdad and all of the neighbors.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has called the Kurdish independence referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona to voice their opposition to the region's declaration of independence amid vast political uncertainty for that region. Catalonia's political leadership was fired on Saturday by central authorities in Madrid, who are saying that trying to tame the world the worst political crisis that Spain has seen in a number of decades. Not long ago, Catalonia held an independence referendum, which had low voter turnout and was declared illegal by Madrid. Stephen King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University. He tells VOA there are broad divisions among Catalans about independence.
The region has been divided, and this is the, in some ways, the problem that not having the referendum or not recognizing the referendum has caused, because now we see those people who did not vote in the referendum, take to the streets in support of being within Spain.
Madrid has said it wants Catalonia to hold elections in December to choose new leadership for the region so that the region can return to a semi-autonomous state. The relics and ashes of the late Thai king Bhumibol Adulyadej have been enshrined in the royal palace, bringing a year-long mourning period to an elaborate five-day funeral, all of that at an end. Buddhist prayers at the ceremony at Bangkok's Grand Palace, where the king's ashes were transferred from the Temple of the Emerald Buddha to two royal temples. Starting today, the black and white cloths that have adorned buildings for a year must be taken down as the mourning period ends. Public is encouraged to continue dressing in subdued colors. Game 5 of the 2017 World Series of Baseball was played late Sunday in Houston, Texas, where the host team, the Astros, beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 13-12 in extra innings to move ahead 3-2 in the best-of-seven series.
That's the latest world news from VOA.